This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Exactly 12 hours away from game time tonight, Quake Stadium. I'm going to be throwing out the first pitch. And as we get closer, I am getting more and more nervous.
Need you to relax right now, okay? This is fun. We're going to have
Do I look like I'm having fun?
We're going to have a great night tonight. This is one of your dreams. I think you're going to crush it.
Okay, you know me pretty well. You know that I am very competitive. And that I don't like to let people down. And I feel like since you went out of your way, you made this happen for me. Like, I don't want to let you down and have a terrible first pitch. I have been practicing so hard. Like, you have no idea. Every night I'm going in the cage, I'm throwing at least 30 to 50 pitches every night.
Are you sore at all?
I'm so sore today. I think it backfired because as I was pitching, I was getting worse because I was in my head and I would throw like a bad pitch and I'd be like, what are you doing? You're going to spike it. And then I'm like, well, this is the easiest it's going to get. Like, it's literally me and Carter was catching me and there's nobody watching. Like, when we do it tonight, there's going to be a stadium of people watching.
That's why they have pitch counts. You're not supposed to go over so many. You got to rest.
Well, my pitch count probably should have been 3 and I should have rested considering I don't ever do this. I'm just so worried that the pressure is going to get to me tonight and I'm going to choke. Because it is. It's only one pitch, too.
That could be a good thing. Because you're out in the cage throwing 30 to 40 pitches per night, which is good for you for practicing. But don't worry about letting me down if you don't throw a strike. If you throw a strike, great. If you have some ridiculous pitch, we might go viral.
You would much rather have that anyways.
I'd like that idea.
Okay. Can you make me feel better? Because you know misery loves company as I'm sitting here stewing for the next 12 hours. Was there ever a time that maybe you choked under pressure? Just so that I know if it does happen tonight, I'm not alone. Heading back to my hometown of Rancho tonight for the Quakes game. I'm going to be throwing out the first pitch. I am very nervous and I'm not the type of person who does well with nerves. I tend to choke under pressure.
You'll be okay. Have you thought about, there were a lot of people yesterday saying, Kel, you know what you should do? Take a shot.
I know.
The liquid courage.
I mean, even as much as we get on stage and we talk, like, I just don't like to be in front of people. I get really, really nervous. And most of the time at a concert, I will do that. That is kind of my go-to.
It's definitely different doing like public speaking as opposed to doing this because it's only you and I looking at each other as opposed to going out and you seeing a ton of people in front of you.
There's a chance to fail and thousands of people are going to see it. I don't know how much Quake Stadium holds, but there's going to be a lot of people tonight. So I'm a little nervous. I'm asking for a little bit of help tonight. Was there ever a time that you choked under pressure? Trisha, what about you?
Oh my God. I do not like to tell this story, but hey. So growing up, I was in pageants, and the final pageant was going, and the final question was, what is your favorite cartoon? I'm an 80s, 90s baby. I don't watch cartoons. I looked at the guy straight in the face with a blank stare, and I said, I don't watch cartoons. I lost. Second place.
Come on, you couldn't have thrown out a Scooby-Doo.
That's what my mom said. She's like, really? Your brothers watch cartoons all the time. I didn't watch them. I was outside.
But you know what? I would have given you points for honesty.
You would think.
I wouldn't have. You didn't answer the question.
Thanks, Anthony. Kelly, you're going to kill it tonight. Don't worry.
Thank you so much, Trisha. I appreciate that. Jack weighed in. He said, the last time I choked under pressure was at my older brother's wedding. I was in charge of doing the speech. Could not get through it.
Have you ever had to do that, give a speech at a wedding?
I have, but again, I had a little liquid courage. I got up. I crushed that.
Maybe that's the key to you overcoming the nerves, which doesn't surprise me.
So are we going to go to, what, B-dubs before the game?
If that's what you need.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. Dumb, drunk, or drugs?
Roxy and Colton is on for this round of dumb, drunk, or drugs. All right, here is your real headline. A woman totals her ex-boyfriend's car. Was she dumb, drunk, or on drugs?
Dumb.
I'm going to say she was drunk.
Oh, she was dumb and very spiteful, this woman, because she went full on Carrie Underwood before he cheats. Scorned Stephanie, got into an argument with her boyfriend and ended up slashing his tires. That was nothing compared to what she did after they broke up. The enraged ex smashed the windshield, broke his rearview mirror, filled his vents with glitter, and poured salt in his engine. The car was so bad it had to be towed. Luckily, the guilty girlfriend was there to admit that it was her who did all the damage. Looking at the mugshot, there was no remorse because the volatile vandal was actually smiling. This woman took ghosting her ex to a whole new level. She turned into a poltergeist.
That was really bad.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. You've got problems? They've got answers. Kelly and Anthony's DM Dilemma.
Anytime you have a problem, slide into our DMs. We'll blast on the radio and try and help you out. Like we are with Tanya, not her real name. Here's what she said. I'm hoping you can help me salvage my Labor Day weekend. There is a group of families and we always spend the weekend together. This year, we got a huge Airbnb. I've paid my family's portion. Everybody's excited to go. But a couple days ago, it was brought to my attention that an additional family was added. This family is the worst. The parents are sloppy drunks, the kids are rude, and I want no part of it. I talked to my friend about it, and I told her I didn't want to go now, and I want my money back. Had I known this family was going, I never would have agreed to be a part of it. My friend said I'm being dramatic by asking for a refund.
I think this should have been brought up in possibly a group text that they have going on saying, hey, we're thinking about adding so-and-so. Like, you can't not be in the know when someone else is going to be joining.
Especially a big vacation, and you're all staying in one house. It's not like, oh, we're going to be at a hotel or set. You're staying in one household. Four walls, one roof, all of you guys together. And if it's a family you don't like, that's not a vacation.
Even with families I do like, I still don't know if I'd want to be in a big Airbnb with them. I might want to stay off the course a little bit, and I'll come meet up with you guys when we do breakfast or whatever it might be. But I kind of need my own space.
Well, and it sounds like this is a tradition. They say, you know, they do it every Labor Day weekend. But, like, who decided to bring the extra family in? I feel like that needs to be voted on, especially if you're all staying together.
I totally agree. And that's really going to set the tone for your vacation. This is probably one of your bigger trips of the year.
Mm-hmm.
You're dropping however much money it is, and you don't want it to be ruined by people that you don't really want there.
Well, here's the other thing, because it says, like, everybody's excited. It says our family. So I'm wondering, like, are kids involved? Because I know my kids, when we go out with certain families, they're like, oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Now you got to break it to your kids. We're not going to go because this terrible family is going, too. I mean, there's so much behind the scene. And I think that this could really impact their friendship, too, if they don't get the refund.
And I don't think that they're out of place at all for asking for their money back. I'd say, you know what, I need to bow out. If someone's going to be coming in and I leave, then that's fine. You already have, you know, you have their money. Good. I would take mine back and I'd have my own little vacation.
Well, that, or like, okay, you added this family, so they can pay that portion. Give me mine back.
Yeah. And not being told that another family was joined, that right off the bat just irks me.
Yeah. Surprise.
Not okay.
Jaren, let's get your thoughts on the DM dilemma. Tanya, not her real name, getting ready to go on this multi-family vacation for Labor Day, but it was kind of thrown on her last minute that there's a family going that she's not a fan of, and now she wants a refund. Do you think she should get it?
No, I don't think so. She should just go and have a good time.
But what if she can't have a good time? This other family that's coming in, she can't stand them. It's probably going to ruin the trip for her.
Well, she committed.
Yeah, but it sounds like plans kind of change after she committed.
If you have a good reason, you back out.
Melanie in Huntington Beach, what do you think?
She is absolutely in the right. She needs her money back so she can have a better vacation with people that she likes.
Just like, imagine how upset you would be getting ready to go on this vacation, and then last second, oh, we're going to bring in so-and-so, and it's like, oh my gosh, I can't stand them.
Absolutely not. We all have the chicken pox. I don't know. Go do something else.
Something very contagious that you don't want us to be there, but I need my money back. What do you think the odds of her getting the money back are?
Well, first of all, if there's normally three families, for example, and then you're adding a fourth, everyone's already paid one-third, so this family's not paying anything.
Right. They should be getting some sort of refund anyways then.
Yeah. Forget that. That is not a vacation.
Okay, let me throw this at you, Melanie. Let's say the friend comes back and be like, hey, I can't give you a refund back. Do you eat it on the cost or do you go?
It depends on how much. Say it's over like $1,500 because you're taking your whole family, right? Then I would suck it up and go and try and avoid that family at all costs. If it was under $1,500 and they can't give me my money back, I'd be like, okay, peace out. We're cutting our losses and moving on.
Melanie, you're a much bigger baller than I am. I would have been like, it's over $200. Guess what, family? We're going.
$1,500 sounds cheap. I don't know. The more I think about it, it just sounds so dirty. Like, just inviting another family without keeping the families that are already going to be there in the know.
Right. The original families, because it sounds like Correct. This is somewhat of a tradition. 909 points out, if you're going to ask for your money back, it's probably going to ruin the friendship. But on the same hand, if you don't go, you're still probably going to ruin the relationship. So I don't know if there's a good way out of this altogether.
I don't think it'll ruin the friendship. I think if this has been like a forever thing that you've done all the time, you're probably pretty tight with these guys. And I would say I'd just be straight up and they would understand. They'd have to. Sorry, I don't get along with them. Can't stand them. I want to enjoy my time. So peace.
Sorry, your friends are annoying and I'm going to stay home.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Tonight's the night of my first pitch at Quake Stadium, and I am freaking out. I've been practicing at home, so much so that my arm is sore, so that might have backfired.
Yeah.
But joining us this morning from the Quakes is Crazy Jay. He's the on-field host. He's seen a bunch of first pitches. Crazy Jay, I'm hoping that you can help me out and calm my nerves a little bit.
Good morning, Kelly. We're so excited you're coming out to the game.
I would like to say I'm excited, but I think the nerves are taking over at this point. So I'm hoping that you might be able to help me out a little bit. Can you think of some of the best first pitches you've seen?
So over the 15 seasons I've been with the Quakes, I've seen a lot. Probably the most memorable was Fred Willard. He came out and threw out the first pitch, the late Fred Willard. So that was memorable. He really hammed up the crowd out there. He was dressed in red, white, and blue. Yeah, his pitch was a little shaky, but it was memorable nonetheless.
Yeah, but he's Fred Willard. I think he could get away with it.
Yeah, other memorable ones. We had Darth Vader throw out the first pitch using the Force. He used the Force and the ball floated all the way to the catcher. So that was pretty memorable.
Well, the only Force I have is with my kids, so that probably won't work.
We had the San Bernardino County Sheriff come out. During his windup, they had me stop the first pitch, and out of the crowd came an officer with a radar gun to check the speed of that pitch.
That is awesome.
Well, with the good ones, I'm sure there are also some bad ones. So let's highlight some of those. What were some of the worst first pitches you've seen?
Ooh, okay. All right. So, of course, you get the guy out there who's really machismo and feels like he can really huck one as fast as he can. He's got his jersey on. It's open, no buttons, you know, ready to go.
That was my look.
And then proceeds to throw it directly into the dirt. And then probably the worst one I saw was someone tried to kind of granny shot. They try to granny shot the first pitch. So, you know, the underhand toss, really high, didn't make it to plate. I will tell you, Kelly, it's a little further than it seems.
great.
So, no pressure.
All right, let me get your idea. You are crazy, Jay. We had a few people who said maybe I should take a shot before I do it. Good idea or bad idea?
Ooh, I think that might be a good idea. Loosen up the nerves. I can tell you Fred Willard may have taken a shot before his first.
Well, if Fred can do it, I can do it,
bingo.
Right?
There you go.
Crazy Jay from the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Tonight, the big night. Come join Anthony and myself. I'm going to throw out the first pitch tonight. Tickets are still available.
You can get yours now at rcquakes.com and come cheer Kelly on as she throws a perfect strike.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
It's only Wednesday, and this week has been a roller coaster of emotions as we get ready for tonight, the first pitch at Quake Stadium. I got to tell you, I think my favorite part of all of this is leading up to tonight. We've talked with former MLB pitcher Dave Coggins. We just had Crazy Jay from the Quakes on. Carter, my son, has given me tips. And one more in store?
This guy knows a little something about pitching. And, of course, he is a Southern California native. Let's welcome Brett Young. Brett, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'll be honest, I'm a little nervous, and that's why I'm so glad that you called. I'm hoping maybe you could give me some tips when it comes to throwing out a first pitch at a baseball game.
Yeah. How long do you have?
Well, it's tonight, and...
Okay, well, then I'll give you the last-minute advice.
Okay.
It's kind of like the national anthem. Let me explain. By the time you're done, it's completely forgotten because people are there to watch baseball.
Okay, well, that kind of makes me feel better because I am putting a lot of pressure on myself, all these eyes on me, and I'm just scared I'm going to, like, spike the ball.
So spiking it, in my opinion, is better than throwing it over their head because at least it still gets to the catcher. So miss low.
Okay.
And then also, if 50 Cent and Stephen A. Smith could throw as bad of a first pitch as they did and nobody's talking about it, you're going to be fine.
But aren't we talking about it?
But not everybody's crazy like me and goes down those rabbit holes looking up worst first pitches. Here's what I will say. If they give you the option, then you can throw from the actual rubber on the mound if you want, or you can throw from the grass in front of the mound. Don't be a hero. Throw from the grass in front of the mound.
Oh, I'm going to try and get as close as I can.
Yeah. This is smart. Nobody even really thinks about that. And the other one is don't try to throw it hard. That's what ends up spiking it or having it go wild. Just kind of lob it in there. That's all people are looking for. Scoot up close to the plate. If you're going to miss it all, miss low, and don't try to throw it too hard. I think that's the best advice I can give you. And nobody cares. Have fun with it. Nobody cares.
Kelly, nobody cares that you're throwing out the first pitch tonight.
No. Don't twist my words, good sir. They don't care if you miss. They care that you're there. They're excited that you're there. They just don't care if you miss.
Thank you so much, Brett Young. I actually feel a little bit better with that advice.
Any chance to talk baseball with my local country station, I'm going to take that call every time. It's my pleasure. I hope I get to come see you guys soon.
Definitely. Go Dodgers.
Go Dodgers. Say it again. Miss you guys. See you soon. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
That's got to calm your nerves a little bit, right?
That nobody cares? Yeah. Like,
well, not only that, but I mean... He gave you some good tips. So, I mean, this is it. From here, we leave. We go do business tonight. How do you truly think you're going to do?
I don't know. I think because it's one pitch, that's what worries me. Like, give me an average of 5. Let me set a curve. One pitch, it's do or die.
I think you're going to do just fine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.